Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Thursday, October 5th, 2017. The gun control debate is starting again, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a faithful redemptorist. Tropical Storm Nate has formed and could be Hurricane Nate by this weekend, and American Special Op Forces were ambushed in Niger. Predictably, the gun control debate has started up again following Sunday's deadly mass shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas. The Associated Press reports that Congressman John Lewis, along with former Representative Gabby Giffords and other Democrats, called for new gun laws to be enacted.
What is the number? How many more dead bodies will it take to wake up this Congress? But there's no number, is there? It's no amount of blood, or pain, or death, or suffering. What would move this Congress to act? We hold moments of silence and vigil. We offer our thoughts and prayers. But it's all a show, a placeholder. Don't tell me otherwise. I've been around too long. Don't tell me this is about protecting the Second Amendment when you won't stand up for the First Amendment. Don't tell me this is about anything other than greed, money, and fear.
I've seen great courage when my life was on the line. Yes. Now is the time to come together, be responsible. Democrats, Republicans, everyone, we must never stop fighting. Fight, fight, fight.
Okay. Senator Dianne Feinstein is introducing legislation to ban bump stocks, which can be automatic guns function like automatic guns. Here she is with Senator Richard Blumenthal.
You have to say enough is enough. Some have said we shouldn't do this now. We should wait. Now is not the time. Ladies and gentlemen, when is the time going to be there?
Thoughts and prayers are not enough. This device has no purpose but to convert an already deadly weapon into a completely lethal carnage force multiplier.
In the next broadcast, we'll see what Republicans are saying about this issue. Today's quote of the day is from Blessed Francis Xavier Silos. If the Americans were as expert in spiritual matters as they are in business affairs, all of them would be saints. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor Blessed Francis Xavier Silos. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today. Today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Born in 1819 in Bavaria, Germany, Francis Xavier Silos was aware of his call to the priesthood from his early years. He began studying to become a diocesan priest, but after meeting some missionaries of the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer, also known as the Redemptorists, he decided his calling lay in that order, which evangelized the most abandoned populations. His desire was to minister to the German immigrants in America. He was ordained a priest in Baltimore, Maryland, and worked for 9 years at St. Philomena Parish in Pittsburgh under St. John Neumann. He lived simply and preached simply, his message resonating with the educated and non-educated alike. At one point, he was even considered for the Episcopal seat of Pittsburgh. He would go on to preach itinerantly through 10 states before being stationed in New Orleans at the Church of St. Mary of the Assumption. He was not there long, caring for the victims of yellow fever, when he himself caught it and died within weeks at the age of 48. Blessed Francis Xavier Silos, pray for us. AccuWeather is reporting that Tropical Storm Nate has formed off the coast of Nicaragua and has the potential to dump 10 to 30 inches of rain in the area, causing mudslides and deadly flash flooding. The Gulf states need to keep an eye on where Nate may be going this weekend, as Nate's strengthening into a hurricane is expected. Here is AccuWeather's assessment of the situation.
Tropical storm warnings already in effect here throughout portions of Honduras down toward Nicaragua. Also notice points to the north where we do have hurricane watches in effect. In addition to the winds, and the biggest concern here throughout the short term and really into tonight, even into early Friday, is going to be the amount of rain that comes out again of this system here throughout eastern Nicaragua, eastern Honduras. Eastern Nicaragua could see 10 to 20, locally 30 inches of rain. Heavy rainfall, like I said, today, tonight, tomorrow. This makes its move toward the Yucatan, though, as we venture in toward Friday and Friday night. Emerges into the Gulf of Mexico early Saturday morning. All interest here from the central Gulf Coast states points eastbound should continue to monitor the progress of soon-to-be Nate very, very closely.
Fox News reports that U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers were ambushed in Niger between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. yesterday. Three Green Berets were killed and two others have been hospitalized in stable condition. The attack took place in southwest Niger near the border with Mali. Nigerian soldiers were also attacked. The Associated Press reports that officials indicated the attack was likely perpetrated by Al-Qaeda. U.S. forces are present in the nation training the Nigerian armed forces and providing security assistance against local violent extremists. May those who lost their lives rest in peace. In this Celestial Musings, the College Fix reports that Boise State University professor Scott Yenner has committed the ultimate crime of criticizing the radical feminist movement, and students are demanding his termination. Professor Yenner is a political science professor who argues such offensive positions as, quote, there exists no better way of extending the sexual revolution that second by shaking confidence in the very idea of man and woman. So wouldn't it make sense that a bunch of women who were pretending to be men in the name of feminism would naturally embrace transgenderism? Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, more of the Mike Church Show, guest hosted by Mr. Gregory Carpenter. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News, news you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.